With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The Hastings Raiders boys lacrosse team won their biggest game of the season at home at McNamara Stadium at Todd Field on Tuesday night as they polished off Simley by a final score of 15-12 in a wild one. Raider head coach Brady Wozvik joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday to look back at the big win for the Raiders that will propel them into the second half.
Oh, it was absolutely electric last night, and I'll get into that. But that matchup with Simley every year is a good kind of back-and-forth battle. I think as of now, we kind of have the upper hand as far as number of wins, but that's a good program. They've had a solid program for a long time. It's always a grinder right to the end, and last night was no exception. We had an absolute blast last night.
Tuesday was a prime example against Simley of it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And boy, did the Raiders finish tough at home against the Spartans.
Well, flat out, we had a bad start. And we ended up, I think at one point we were down 6-1. Second quarter started finding our mojo a little bit and had it tied up with a couple minutes to half. I don't know if I'm correct on this, but they put one more in before halftime, so we went into halftime down 8-7. But we still felt like we had a ton of momentum. We had gone on a huge run of goals, and guys were stepping up and firing up, and we were staying out of the box later in that second quarter, which is huge. A lot of penalties early that kind of bit us. But the halftime meeting can go a few different ways, and we just got in there and we fixed the stuff we thought we needed to fix. My coaches took care of most of that, and I was able to go in there and play a little hype man and then just walk away and let the kids continue to rile themselves up while that halftime clock counted down, and then they just pushed. They just hit the gas. The bench was insane. That was the number one comment I got from people after the game, was the bench was electric. Like people I hadn't, you know, talked to in a couple weeks coming up out of nowhere and just telling me how fun it was just to watch the boys on the sideline. That was just one of the funnest games, by far the funnest game this year, and one of the funnest games I've ever got to coach.
Kids don't realize when they're not in the game how important they are to keeping the morale up on this squad, especially in the midst of a back-and-forth game like the Raiders had against Simley on Tuesday night. And everybody noticed how that bench was keeping the Raiders going throughout the night. Those fellas on the bench really are the unsung heroes through five games.
Oh, for sure. We have, this year especially, kind of invited the JV to stay dressed for the varsity game. Obviously, can't make promises, but we're trying to use that as a little incentive for, hey, varsity guys, get your work done so we can get these JV kids on the field. And I got to say, other years we've had flat sidelines of JV players who aren't getting in that just aren't that into it. But something clicked last night, and the bench just got flat out rowdy. Nobody was hollering at anybody else or being disrespectful. It was all just in good fun. And you know as well as anybody, that's just electric and contagious. And I just kind of looked back at one point, had to be in like the third quarter, and I just went, this is absolutely insane. I love this because it was the most fun we've had in a win, for sure.
I joked with Coach Wozvik in a game that had 27 goals between two teams, offensive statistics would be plentiful. But with so many things happening and so many Raiders factoring into the victory, it's hard to pick one offensive star from the night.
Oh, don't ever ask me like stats. I'm not great with those. But early in the game, we were playing good defense for the most part, and we were getting the ball upfield, but we weren't getting it all the way down to our attackmen on the offensive end. When we get that ball down in the hands of kids like Luke Charlton and Alex Thompson, that's where we really start to slow things down and control our own pace, you know, get our goals that way. And it just wasn't clicking early, but then, you know, we kept in it, and then all of a sudden a couple here and there started falling our way, and I got to give it to Zach Pip Schaefer. I don't know how many goals he ended up having last night. He came alive, especially in the second half, and he was just walking through guys, pounding straight to the net, and he just sealed it. I mean, he got in penalty trouble at one point with, you know, number of penalties, and was kind of down and out a little bit, and I just said, dude, I trust you. Get out there. I'm not going to sit you for part of a quarter. And he looked up, and he's like, all right, and he just went back to work, and he started dunking goals, and that was fun to watch because he's generally this, like, outside shooter. And last night, he was just barreling right into the net. So he found something that clicked. And it was really fun to see another senior come alive. We've been carried a few games. Not carried, but Alex Thompson's had a number of goals in games. And he did well last night, too. So did Luke. A lot of these guys. John Charlton. Pip really found a groove last night, and he helped get that bench rowdy, for sure. And it took time, but once we got our footing, and we just knew it was going to be a slow burn to get, you know, one goal at a time. There's no two-point, three-point shots in lacrosse. It's all one goal at a time. and the guys just kept chipping away and ended up with not a comfortable lead, I'll never say that, but a good enough lead where we were able to control the last quarter of that game.
The Raider defensive core was absolutely fantastic, especially in the second half of the win against Simley. The Raiders would love to see a similar effort as they take on Bloomington Kennedy next Monday.
Well, we had one of our starting defensemen was out last night. Everybody that played was mostly a full-time varsity player, and we had some missteps early. We missed some slides, you know, to cover a dodger. Some shots just fell in. That just happened. And we kept cycling guys in and out and just giving them a chance to not fall into a bad habit and have a streaky night where all of a sudden you just, it's almost like the yips. You just can't get over that mental block of getting your feet moving the right way as that dodger comes or something like that. And we just kept pulling them off and talking to them and cycling them through, rotating them through. Like I said earlier, we had some penalties which didn't help, and so they were a little rough. We were able to get Owen Glade, who is kind of a bubble player for us, more JV right now, but he got out there and he got to play two quarters, and when he hit the field, he was no low gear. It was all high speed. I don't even think he touched the brake. His foot was on the gas. And he played really well. That right there was a big spark for us. And then there was a point in the third where they had had a man-up situation, and we got back to even. We killed the whole penalty, and we weren't running up and taking the ball away, you know, immediately. But it was one of the best four solid minutes of just good defense across the board. And I'm the kind of guy that I'm okay with a 3-0 football game if it's good defense playing. You know, most people like the offense, but I really appreciate the defense, especially being a defensive guy myself. And that's when my hype hit the roof right there, was when that really long defensive set where they got a couple shots off, but none of them went in, and we just played really good defense, and we're finally able to get that ball out and clear it up to the attack. And I think we got a goal off the transition right there. That lit me up right there. That was so much fun just to watch that machine work in its entirety, and it's, you know, all the parts working together as one. That was a big proud moment for me, and I think that really boosted the confidence of everybody. You can pull something like that off, man, the kids will get excited.
That was head coach Brady Wozvik of the Hastings Raiders boys lacrosse team. What about the Raider girls lacrosse team? They, too, will be back in action on Monday. They'll be on the road taking on the Woodbury Royals, and that matchup will start at 7 o'clock p.m. on Monday night on the road. Then the Raiders will hit the road again, this time down south on Friday. The Raider girls lacrosse team will take on the Northfield Raiders. That'll be an earlier start at 4 o'clock p.m. in Northfield. Then the Raider girls lacrosse team will play a rare Saturday afternoon game on Saturday, May 15th. That'll be against the Simley Spartans in Metro East Conference action. KDWA Sports will have more on the 2021 Hastings boys and girls lacrosse season throughout the spring. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.